With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. No word on casualties as yet, but the Ukrainian Air Force says early today, Russia launching one of the biggest drone and missile attacks yet at Ukraine. Many Floridians blaming a fatal freeway crash on an illegal driver allowed to come into the country during the Biden administration.
Former Florida State House Speaker Paul Renner says it all goes back to President Biden allowing millions of illegals to cross the border.
It will take many, many months and even years to get rid of.
And now President Trump is working with governors like Ron DeSantis to make good progress in deporting illegals.
But it unfortunately was too late in this instance, and we lost three Floridians in the process.
Renner was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
The border wall between the United States and Mexico getting a new paint job. Ben Thomas explains why.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the entire southern border wall is being painted black. She credits President Trump with the idea. Noem says the paint job will further deter illegal immigration because the black paint will make the wall hotter and therefore harder to climb. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Mike Banks adds the paint will also deter rust. Noem made the announcement during a visit to a portion of the wall in New Mexico, where she picked up a roller brush to help with the painting. Building the wall was a key focus of Trump's first term, and Homeland Security is receiving $46 billion to complete it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Google unveiling a new lineup of Pixel smartphones injected with another dose of artificial intelligence that's designed to do everything from fetching vital information stored on the devices to even help improve photos as they are being taken. This is SRN News. Costco staying out of the abortion business.
The popular big box store says it has decided not to sell abortifacient drugs in this country after months of entreaties by pro-life advocates. Walgreens and CVS are selling the pills after the Biden administration made it easier for them to do so. Alliance Defending Freedom says it's a good business decision, adding that the drugs are, quote, legally and politically fraught, raising significant reputational issues and driving away customers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Group of Jewish organizations urging America's colleges to tackle anti-Semitism as students are beginning to return now for the fall semester. Anti-Defamation League, the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, and the Jewish Federations of North America are all offering some tips on how the schools can make campus more welcoming for the Jewish students. This is SRN News. Well, the leaders of Belarus and Iran have signed new agreements to boost bilateral ties in key areas, including defense.
President Alexander Lukashenko and Masoud Pezeshkian signed a package of documents in Belarus capital, Minsk. Both governments are allies of Russia, and they are also currently placed under heavy sanctions, limiting potential trading partners. Pezeshkian says Iran will help Belarus to neutralize such measures, citing Tehran's decades of experience circumventing Western economic restrictions. Lukashenko says Belarus are ready to cooperate with Iran on all issues from food to military and technical cooperation. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Senior member of the Islamic State group has been captured in Syria by the U.S.-led coalition. That's the word from Syrian state media. It's not immediately clear if the man taken is the Islamic State supreme leader. More details at srnnews.com.